Call is being recorded.
Hello, Caps fans, and welcome to the Power Play Point Podcast once again. This candy giving edition of the Triple P. So I want to bid you welcome to all our fans out in the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and the state of Maryland. Welcome one and all, and as well as our Caps fans all around this great country and around the globe. As I said, it's a candy giving edition of the Triple P. Halloween is upon us. Going to give you a lot of sweet stuff to munch on, hopefully, in this show. It's a special call-in edition, and we're going to have three special guests joining us, hopefully, today, and get through the week that was in Caps fandom and Caps gaming. Well, that didn't come out right, but whatever.
That's a little weird, but that's okay.
Yeah, and the voice you just heard is the person who's going to be helping us out, as always. She is the memeing mermaid mentalist, the Fairfax teaching prodigy, Fairfax County Public Schools teaching prodigy. She will teach you a lesson in anything you want if you don't watch it. She is the beautiful, wonderful Miss Anna Knox.
Greetings, Hallows Eve. I love it. I love this time of year.
Yeah, and so as you can hear, last week we made a thing of it. We were both quite under the weather. I've recovered somewhat, but young Miss Anna here, unfortunately, is still feeling the effects of this wonderful time of year.
Right.
I think it's called fall because we fall into a lot of crap.
Could be. It's just, and the thing is, I feel fine. I just sound like crap. So that's what's annoying me. And so, yeah, like I'm on day 12 of this ridiculous cold. And so now, my students want to come and talk to me. I'm like, yeah, behind the line. I don't need you in my bubble, in my space, because you are the reason why I am sounding like this. So, cooties. But we're all good. We're all good. How was your week, Gail?
Not bad at all.
Good.
Not bad at all. More of the same. I have an MS and BS, of course, but that's neither here nor there. Getting better, getting used to having two lungs again. Not that anybody wanted to hear that. It's same old for me.
Now, will you dress up tomorrow?
What's that?
Will you dress up tomorrow?
Oh, heck no. No, I'm too cool for that.
Come on. Really? See, I would have expected
okay.
To be like...
all right, fine. You got me. I'm going to dress up as a Caps fan, okay?
As a Caps man?
As a Caps fan.
Oh, a Caps fan. Okay. Yay, head cold. Can't hear you.
Wow.
I thought you said cast. Right. I know. But
either,
that's just like...
Either your hearing's going or the Uber conference connection is worse than we thought.
Yeah. It's not my favorite sounding show, but it's okay. But no, yeah. If you're going as a Caps fan, I understand that. Yeah, I usually...
Okay.
I don't know. I dress up sometimes.
Okay.
Will you be
dressing up?
Yeah, tomorrow. I of course, because everyone's so sensitive these days, they've banned Halloween costumes at school. So it's come as your favorite storybook character. Like, really? No. So that I don't usually participate in so much, but when I'm handing out candy, I drag my fire pit down to the end of the driveway, and we have some cocktails, a couple friends of mine. And I usually have some, just like, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I usually have, like, horns, devil horns that light up, and that's about the extent of, and then fun, like, makeup, the kind of stuff that you hate, those pictures when they send you the zombie pitchers.
Now I know it's this connection because I did a double take just now when you said horn. I thought you said something else.
Oh, porn. Yeah.
But we're not going to go there. This is something of a family show.
It's so not. Stop saying that. But no, I don't. Sorry, you're terrible. That'll be a conversation for another time. So porn.
Yes, it
tomorrow.
Will.
Just double horns. But
okay. Double toil and something.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. One last blurb about Halloween, real quick. It's kind of funny. Halloween, if you think about it, was invented long time ago by some Irish guy named Sam Hain. If you think about it, so really, it's an Irish holiday. If you think about it, guy's name is Sam Hain that invented it.
Okay. What's your point?
My point is you didn't get the joke, so we're going to move on.
I'm just fucking with you. Okay.
I would hope
moving
so.
On.
You're a teacher. Yes, moving on. Okay, and yes, we are moving on. So, yes, while this is the continuing story of two Caps fans sharing their views on our favorite team over a series of drinks and talking about true stories that happened on NHL rinks. There is a bit of something I have to get off my chest here before we get going into the hockey.
Okay. So,
Anna, if you'll allow me, we spoke earlier about this, but yeah. So I don't really want to start the show on a down note, but the fact of the matter is that, well, we do have some shit to deal with. In the form of recent events. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, two in particular. Now, these are not necessarily hockey-related, but they have somehow made their way into the hockey community. And the reason I'm talking about it right now is that, whether you believe it or not, the hockey world is one big community, after all. We are 31 separate franchises in the NHL, plus all of the other leagues around the world, but the hockey community is as one. And so when one part of it is touched, we all are touched, is so I believe. And normally I would be sick to my stomach in praising this fellow member of the community, but I have to commend the Pittsburgh Penguins organization for stepping up and representing and honoring their community and honoring the memory of the victims of the recent shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue there this past week. Means something to me. This means something to me in particular. I'm not going to go into any boring personal details, but let's just say Jewish people have been very, very kind and grand to me my whole life and still are to this day. And we, of course, know one in particular that we deal with a lot, Mr. Robbie Gross, if you're listening. You're just as big a part of this as anyone. So I'm sure this recent tragedy hit you fairly hard as well. What does this have to do with the Caps, you ask? Well, I'm going to give you two names in Caps history, Bernie Wolf and Jeff Halpern. Look them both up. Basically, they are, I'm sure there are others. And strangely enough, we'll talk about one in particular, who has a 6 and a 5 in his number. But these two are Jewish hockey players, Jewish Washington Capitals players. So again, look them up and read about the lives they've had. Won't go into too much detail on that. There's just no time. But I do encourage you to look them up and read about them. Now, the second thing that I mentioned, well, there's this evil out there called breast cancer. Without getting too vulgar, cancer is a fucker that just does nothing more than steals good people's lives and at best ruins them. And so this past month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Well, before the month has gone by, we need to keep the message out there that the fight will continue, not just with breast cancer, but cancer of all kinds. And so right now that fight is being personified by none other than Linda Lochlin, who is right now being treated for uterine cancer. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it should. She is the wife of CAPS color analyst Craig Lochlin. So we want to make sure here at the Triple P to send all of our best thoughts and prayers and positive vibes to the Lochlin family as they go through this tough time.
On a personal level, which I didn't share with you because I just found out about an hour ago. First things, I posted on my Facebook page from Wes Johnson and his tribute to Pittsburgh and what they did. So yes, as much as when we're on the ice and we want to say that we hate the team, it's really about that community at this time and everyone pulling together and thinking of those 11 families and what an absolutely horrific tragedy that was. So ending it on a more positive note, since you talk about the breast cancer, I do have it in my family. And my mother was diagnosed about 10 years ago, very early stages. And then she had to do, like the 5-year go through all the treatments and whatnot, and then she went today to see if she could officially get off of her medication and be completely in the clear, and I'm happy to say that she is. So that was pretty cool news to get about an hour ago as I'm like shopping in Wegmans, and she calls, she's like, oh, I'm cancer free. Like, holy shit, like, that's exactly what I needed. And so I want to give hope to those who are going through this. I actually, my cousin's wife, who just turned 50, is going through chemo. She goes every Wednesday out in Boston. So I'm thinking of Pam and all of the other people, like you said, Locker's wife and everybody else out there. I mean, it is such a fucking bitch that people, that we still have to go through this. So I had one little silver lining. I really hope that vibe can be passed on to people who are going through it right now, and just to know that we're all thinking of you and we'll be wearing our purple, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and that's great of you to pass that on, and I'm certainly glad to hear that. I truly am, because what I was going to say was it can be hard, and this is one of the reasons I keep saying over and over again why our show exists. Because if anybody knows about heartbreak and disappointment and going through garbage that life hands you, it's Caps fans. So with this recent colossal pile of, pick your language, crap, no bueno, pas bien, you have to wonder to yourself, where do you find the good? And I found myself wondering that this morning for a bit. And then I saw again the video of the captain tossing one of his sticks to a young fan in Calgary.
Yeah.
And then I saw the video of him handing one of his sticks again to a young disabled fan in the locker room. And so that right there, is a bright light, I would like to think, that outshines all of the bad. So again, that's kind of why we exist here, is to put a light on the good and show that, you have to find little moments like that to not get too down on life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I face, my students every day, and I think, as hard as it is for I'm not feeling well, or I'm tired, or I just don't feel like getting through the lesson. For some of these students, I am the constant in their life because their home life may be completely, in disarray right now and out of control. And it's like, you suck it up. Things are really not that bad. It could be a lot worse kind of thing. And so, sometimes I think we have these tragedies these shootings and these god awful moments for us to kind of step back and say, oh yeah, okay, it's time to, you know, say you're sorry, say you love me, say, you know, or I love you, and you know, all that kind of stuff. It's time to just drop that bullshit, those grudges, and move forward. And I think a huge step was taken today with a lot of the Capitals fans supporting the Penguins, because, you know, it's what we do. So yeah, so thanks for sharing, Gil. Like, I'm totally, you know, you didn't tell me what you were going to say today, but I had a feeling, and I'm glad that we were able to start our show with that, for sure.
Yeah, I certainly don't like dragging politics into this show. I don't like to dwell on the bad, but I kind of felt like I had to say something. And show that even in the darkest of times, you can find the good. And so one more example of the good. Right now, I want to send a shout out to one of our best fans and listeners, Mr. Eric Hayes. I saw his tweet that he'll be listening to us while he's out on the road, the highways and byways of this great American nation, in Kansas in particular, and he'll be listening to us. So, Mr. Hayes, I do appreciate your continued support of our show, and thank you so very much for doing what you do.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's
all
a
right.
Tough job. So,
yes,
I adore you, Eric.
It most certainly is.
All right, let's get back into happier.
Yes. So, yes, let's go ahead and drop the puck on the week that was in Caps hockey. And so once again, with the schedule, there were three games, the first of which took place this past Monday, the 22nd. We're actually going to skip that because, as you noticed, we're on the Uber Conference channel again. And if you are a member of the Facebook page, you saw the announcement that we have at least one very special guest who we hope to hear from very soon. In fact, several who will add their own unique perspectives on the Caps. But the first of which will be Rochelle Wilcox. So when she calls in, we'll have her take. We'll let her, since she was at the thing, we'll have her take on the Vancouver game, which took place, as I said, this past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The second game of this Canadian road trip took place in Edmonton. And that was a 1-4 loss. That was not a very good game to watch.
No.
And of all people, the guy who got the one and only goal for the Caps is the guy that everybody's been riding like a plow horse for the last 2 weeks, Mr. Andre Burakovsky. He gets his first of the year, assisted by Nick Dowd and John Carlson on a wrister, 12-21 in the second. And that was pretty much the only time they showed a decent sign of life. I tell a lie, because there was one play in particular that I'm still pulling my hair out over, and it's everybody probably saw the tweet, but it was where Evgeny Kuznetsov had pretty much a near breakaway, and his hands were hooked. Not once, not twice, but at least three times. You can see it on the replay. In fact, I haven't seen that much hooking going on K Street in D.C. It was that much of a hook that was done to him, and rightly so, he yelled at the ref for not calling the penalty. No, there was no penalty called, and he missed the shot because he was interfered with so damn much. I ride the officials a lot, but this was just flat out bad officiating all around. Awful.
Agreed.
Awful.
And it was terrible officiating. It was I had written down it was a sloppy game, and there were way too many penalties. I felt like this was their what the fuck game, to be honest. This was just kind of shaking my head on, you know, what is going on with us in Edmonton. Jesus, not a good game, but we will, like you said, we will acknowledge 65, and let's hope that this is one of several goals for him this season, because like I've always said with him, it's, you know, it's in his head. So let's just hope that he's in a good mind space, knowing that he was the only goal. And let's just hope that he can run with it and just keep it going.
Right. And what did we say, what was it, last week or week before about him?
Right.
That all he needs to do is just keep it simple, just play his game, just make sure he goes to the
right.
net. And where did he score the goal? He was in front of the net, ready for the rebound,
yep.
and he put it away.
Right. We don't need any fancy moves. We don't need the trying too hard, because it's when you start to make, you know, those errors. I always felt like he was that one step behind on all the plays. It just looked good. So, you know, who knows? Coaching could have just totally reamed him out and been like, you need to do something, or, you know, you're going to be humble pie bench. He proved himself, and I thought it was good. And I just think, you know, God, we've got a lot of time between games in Canada and here when they come home, and it's like, man, you just got to keep that ball rolling. Got to keep him, you know, looking good and in a good mind space. So let's hope for the best.
Yeah, definitely. I think this will be hopefully something that turns his season around. We're all hoping.
Right.
Or otherwise, like you said, it could be glove full of nachos, humble pie. Sit your ass in the press box time for him again.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
No.
Okay, so to round out the scoring, the Nuge, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, ends up getting what was the winning goal before Andre's goal to make it 2-0. And then in the third, who should strike but our old friend, Frenchie, no personality himself, who just got his ring, Alex Chiasson. Hannah's favorite
right.
player. And so he gets his third of the year to make it 3-1, and then Connor McDavid gets the ceremonial empty net goal to make it 4-1. Yeah, big surprise, exactly. So that's the end of that. Quick run of the vital stats. Shots were dead even, actually, 32 even. Cats were a bit better in the faceoff dot, 56.7% win percentage. Here's the telling story, and you hit on this a little bit. One power play chance. One.
Right.
One. That's,
don't,
that's
please.
One. That's okay. Less than two. What? Please
oh.
What? What did you think I was going
to
do?
I was waiting for you to do your Sesame Street count. Impersonation and no.
That's one bad officiated game.
Totally set myself up for that. Goddamn, that's cold. But you know what? When you talk about even shots on goal, but that second period was weak. Capitals were 9 and Oilers were 14. So I think that's where things fell apart, in my opinion, was that second period. Even though Barakovsky
mm-hmm.
scored. It just mm-hmm. was, it just was not a good game. It just was not. They looked, I don't know. I hate that sometimes I keep going back to the word tired, but they did. They just didn't look good. But on that note, I thought that I really enjoyed the Calgary game on Saturday.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That was one heck of a game.
Yeah,
so,
it was
third,
good stuff.
The third game of the road trip, as Anna just mentioned, is at the Saddle Dome in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And who should open the scoring? But the man who I think everybody's in love with this guy. He's on something of a hot streak. And that's Jacob Vrana. With his third of the
so
year, 928. Uh-huh. And at 928 into the first on a wrister, assisted by Kuznetsov. Absolute poetry in motion to watch. And yeah, he's still getting it done. And there was that article, I think it was in either Russian Machine or Japer's Ring, in that he's becoming, it was in past seasons, it was Kuznetsov. Now it's Vrana who's considered their quote unquote secret weapon that's, you know, bubbling
right.
under and is now starting to emerge as a near premier talent.
Right.
That was,
but I'll
you know,
but I'll say, like, I mean, what if you watch that, just that goal, like just him, where he was, his mindset and his skill was exactly what Cousy needed at that moment. And I like that he's, you know, Ron is not a rookie anymore, but he's still, you know, he's still what, 20. And Cousy's patience, that pair right there, you know, you've got an amazing powerhouse right there. And I couldn't have started off better than, you know, 928.
You cannot get
so
on, get on observation there, Anna. You cannot beat someone with the hockey smarts and observational skills of Kuznetsov and pair that with the speed and nose for the net that Vrana has. I think you're
right.
On to something there. That's a very good pairing there. So I think maybe at least in the short term, maybe the short-term solution, as it were, to have you seen me 43, we might have found that, at least, like I said, in the short term. Okay, so he opens the scoring. And then about 5 minutes later, almost exactly 5 minutes later, Caps go to the PP, and TJ Oshie puts away his sixth on the power play. A great second effort by him, assisted by the captain and Kuznetsov, who's now hit double-digit assists for the year with that. So 77 puts away the backhand to make it 2-0. And just 15 seconds later, though, Travis, I never know how to say this guy's last name, Hamonic? I've heard it said both ways. I don't know. But he gets his first of the year to pull the Flames within 2-1, assisted by Sean Monahan and Johnny Hockey. With his,
yeah,
his
Johnny Hockey.
Assist. Johnny Hockey, yep.
God damn.
Yep. Can't deny it.
I wish Johnny Hockey was, you know, was on the Caps, because I like that kid so much, and he's just so fun to watch. And Johnny Hockey, like, how can you not love that name? I mean, it's perfect. And yeah, but I do have something to say about him when we wrap up the second and the third. I do have a little
okay.
Johnny Hockey comment.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's see. Moving on to the rest,
scoring.
Rest of the well, we'll get to him. But moving on to the rest of the scoring. Mr. Lindholm for the Flames pulls it even about a couple minutes later, while the Flames had gone to the PP themselves. So that makes it 2-2. And then in the second, Matt Niskanen with a wrister. And this was a thing of beauty. I've mentioned before a long, long time ago when I played mostly on the floor, barely on the ice, that my position was defense. And the thing that my coaches like to drill me on is shooting from the point. And this was as good as it gets, I think, as a shot, a point shot from Matt Niskanen, and
mm-hmm.
Assisted by Brett Connolly and Dmitry Yashin,
yeah.
Who created the perfect screen in front. This is the perfect point shot goal. Yashin sets up the screen. Niskanen throws a hard wrister at the net. Mike Smith, the goalie, has no chance to see it, and it goes in. So they that brings them up 3-2 for the rest of the period. And they were looking like they're going to cruise on their way to a win, except with a minute and a half left, Matt Tkachuk, bless me, found his way towards the net and tipped in a loose puck to tie it with a few minutes, so about a minute or so left. And then it went to the skills competition. You know how I feel like that. Long story short, Nick Backstrom puts it away, and Mr. Phoenix Copley gets his first NHL win. That
yes,
is
he
the
does.
Story.
That,
we'll talk
that
about
was,
that more in a bit.
Yeah.
But I think now we have, I believe, our first guest online.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is it her birthday
Rochelle,
girl? Hey.
It is Rochelle, are you with
girl.
Us?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
So,
happy
sorry
birthday.
I'm late dialing in. They're, like, doing, like, major construction over at my house, like, the water company people, and it's so loud. So I had to walk over to my brother's. I was like, I can't hear anything at all.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, sorry about that.
No
so
problem.
I hope you're
so,
having an awesome birthday.
Oh, yeah. So, no, not so much. I'm like, it's a Tuesday. It's like I've been at work all day. It's super boring. Nothing exciting, but yeah.
And now you're with us.
But I am going to the game on Saturday. So.
Oh, yay.
Yes. I have fifth row seats. I'm super excited. First home game I'll be to for the season. So.
Oh, great. And against the Stars, it's a great team to see. There's a lot
of... It is going to be...
The
Ducks. They're playing the Ducks, right?
Yeah,
Dallas. It is Dallas. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
So we wanted to hear about your Vancouver experience.
Do you, though?
I don't know. I warned Gil that you were going to have a cuss word infested... However, situation, but you know, do what you want.
Okay.
Well, we got okay. So some ground rules here, real quick, and before I get cut off again. Happy birthday, Rochelle.
Thank
Let's
you.
Let's not forget.
Yeah,
I didn't forget. You're welcome. And we've got. I think we're supposed to have some other callers going in. So
no,
I don't
want
to rush you. I don't want to rush you, but I'm super glad you came on with us. Want to hear all about it, but I think we got maybe about 10 or 11 minutes for you.
Oh, that's
so,
fine.
Okay, so that go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, so my boyfriend and I went to I had a wedding that I was attending in Portland, Oregon. So I was like, oh hey, the Caps are going to be in Vancouver, so it's only a couple hours, so we should probably go up there for the game. So he had never been to a game. So we went up there. Well, it turns out like we missed the first period because the drive was a lot longer than either of us anticipated. It actually ended up being like 6 hours with traffic from Portland to Vancouver. And then we didn't really get stuck at the border really. I mean, that was pretty smooth, but so I was, like, freaking out because I was like, no, we're going to miss it. I was super sad that we didn't get to see Jay Beagle, but I was stalking all social media and saw that they gave him his ring and stuff that day. So, but I was definitely looking forward to seeing him. I wore my Beagle shirt in representation. But so we got to the game. We had second row seats. He had never been to a hockey game, so I tried to warn him getting into a relationship with me. I was like, you have not seen me in a hockey game, so you don't know. Like, you think you know me, but then you'll see me at a game, and I'm, like, totally different. And he was like, okay. But then until he saw me in action, you know, like, all the yelling and everything, he was like, oh, my God, you weren't kidding. But I was shocked at the amount of Cavs fans that were there. I could not believe it. I'm telling you, it was, like, 50-50, probably. There was so many Cavs fans. Yeah. So we got there, we got to our seats, we had second row seats, like awesome seats, like, and we were on the side where the Cap shot twice, so it was great. Well, of course, we get next to the people that are like fruity-duddies, not hockey fans, really, like, and they had front row seats. So I was like yelling because they were like down there, and it was like right actually when Ovechkin was about to score. So like we were all like standing up yelling, and the guy in front of me turns around and he's like, excuse me, that is my ear. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, that's my ear. And you're being way too over the top at this. So I'm going to need you to like calm down. And I was like, what?
Oh,
I was like, dude, you're at a hockey game. Like, everybody
right.
around you is, like, yelling and screaming. And he's like, well, if you could just tone it back just a little because I'm right here and they can't hear you. And I swear to God, at that, like, exact second, Brett Conley turned around and, like, just stared at him. And I was like, no, they can't. I was like, why is he staring at you then? I was like, that's weird if he can't hear us, because he's like, he just turned around and is looking. And he was like, well, he can't hear you through the glass, so I just wanted you to know. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to continue to yell because we're all at a hockey game. And you're at a hockey game in Canada, no less. Like, that's what you do.
The hell was this guy thinking? Was he thinking he was in a public library or something?
I know.
The
I was like, what are you? I was like, yeah, you're at the wrong place. And, like, my boyfriend is a big dude. And he was like, I didn't even need to interject because, like, you got that. Like, he was like. So he said, if you don't calm down, like, if you don't lower your voice, I'm going to go over there and get that guy and have you escorted out. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? I was like, what? So I was like,
that's
okay,
ridiculous.
That's fine. Yeah, and it was like a group of like five of them right on glass. Like, they didn't have jerseys. Like, they were just in regular clothes. Like, and they had their arms crossed and never moved the entire game. Like, no emotion. Like, don't go to a hockey game if that's what you're going to be like. So
right. We
ended up, like, the road next to us, so it was, like, one almost towards the middle, I guess, was open. So we walked over there, we sat over there, and all of them were great. Like, they were all awesome. They were jumping up and down. And, like, some of them were, the guy in front of us was a Vancouver fan, but he turned around and he was like, I thought you were one of those Caps fans at first, like one of those ones that just kind of came after they won the cup. And he was like, but you know all the players' names, like you're yelling all of their names. So he was like, yeah, you're cool. And then we just started talking like hockey and stuff. So it was great after that. But I totally owe it to my boyfriend on Saturday to make it up to him. I was like, this is not how normal fans are. His first
right.
5 minutes in an NHL game, that's how it went down. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
That's so
anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
So, but what a great game to go to.
Oh,
like, that
man.
Was, that
it was awesome.
And I think I want to say you shot some video, right? Is that,
of Ovi's goal because it was, like, right in front of us. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I think I posted it on Twitter.
There was that, and then Gil, Rochelle was nice enough to send me a 4-picture collage of Michael Sampson.
Yeah, so I was like, here you go, here's your dude. He was like,
yeah, I was like, oh my God, there he is. Yeah, so that's all good, and I will say that I posted my picture of Michael Kempney and myself, who we look like we're in the hair ad from Jealous Exo, and each time it's been posted, he has seen it.
That
so
is
I was
so
like,
awesome.
I had that
saw
fan
my
girl.
One, so I was excited.
Yeah, so just super cool. So I dorked out to that, but I don't care. But I was so glad your whole trip looked awesome, and I'm glad that you were able to see a win because
yes, I was so happy.
Edmonton,
they won.
That would have. Totally
I know. But yeah, it was a great game. I mean, in Vancouver, I feel like within the next couple of years, I think they're definitely going to be because they're all young. Like,
yeah,
you know, they're
big time.
Just like the Leafs, like they're going to be good and the ones to watch. So,
yeah, that's true. A lot of pundits had them not doing so well, and taking a quick look at the standings, they're actually in second place in
right.
the Pacific Division.
Yeah.
Surprise there. But
yep.
You said where you were, the cap shot twice. So the Ovechkin
yeah.
goal, the first one, actually ended up being the game winner.
Right. Yep. That's the one that I got. I posted a video of it on Twitter. But and then we saw like the Oshie empty net goal was like right in front of us too. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that had to have been.
Yeah, so it was like you got to see Ovechkin and Oshie score. Like, that was pretty awesome.
Well, and you had that, the best part about that Ovechkin goal, see, so, and people were talking about it, and I was like, wait, what am I missing here? And it was, I missed the first part of what they were saying, but it was the eighth game, his eighth goal, and being number
yeah.
eight. And I was like,
yep.
God, that's fucking awesome. So,
yeah, it was
yeah,
so
good
awesome.
For you.
Yeah, it was so cool. And that, I think that was that the same game he – or no, I guess it was the Edmonton game. He gave the puck to or the his stick to
the Calgary
little boy.
Game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is it the Calgary game? Yeah, he gave gave the stick away to the kid wearing his jersey in the front row and to the disabled young boy in the
yeah,
in the
that
locker
was
room.
Awesome.
And that's
that's
those moments are freaking the best. And he's, and I think it was today that he had, I forget how many special needs children on the ice with him for a, not like a private lesson or private whatever. And to me that always speaks volumes about your character when, you know, you can do something
it
like this.
Really
and,
does.
And not, it's not media hype. It's not, he didn't advertise it. He didn't say anything. It's like, I'd rather see you guys going out there and doing things and not expecting to be photographed for it. But this just happened to be a really amazing moment. And especially like I work with special needs kids, so I always have my little special heart, you
like
know, and special moment there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's, so that was really, really cool.
It just
so,
makes me like them so much more, especially like after seeing in person how they were at Dulles, you know, and I was just like, wow, these are just such good guys. Like,
yeah, agreed.
They're very
agreed.
Like humbling and down to earth.
And one of many reasons why there's so many people, not just in the DMV, but everywhere that love this team.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought I
was going to be like the only person wearing caps here, and going to Vancouver, Canada, and seeing like 50-50, I was like, wow, like that was awesome. That was so cool. I was like high fiving all the people when we left. Like it was awesome.
So made up for the douchebags in the front row.
Yeah, except for those guys. Like those guys. Yeah. But other than that, it was cool.
Awesome. So glad you were able to call in, and I'm hoping that you're able to. Are you going to your family? You're going out to dinner or something?
My mom is making me dinner. So, yep.
Well, that's
always
was,
good.
That,
I love my mom cooking, so.
But yeah, it was awesome to hear about your trip. I'm glad. Glad first and foremost you had a good time. But of course, the Caps coming away with a win is always good.
Yes.
To hear
yep.
And
I'm hoping for that on Saturday too.
Yep. Other than the D-bag in the front row.
Of course, there's always one that has to ruin it.
Always.
Try to. Always. But yeah. So I'm hoping Saturday we come away with a win too.
Sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Any other plans for you to go out on another road trip, see an away game?
I didn't. Sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that.
Rochelle. This is Rochelle.
Yes.
Do you have any other plans in the future to go out and see another game on the road?
I would love to, especially after. Oh, and actually, that's what I was going to tell you guys was we ran into a guy that was wearing a Caps jersey, and I was like, yeah, like we were high-fiving and stuff, and he was like, you here for the whole thing? And I was like, no, we're just going to the Vancouver game, and they were going to all of the Canadian games. Like, they were going to,
yeah,
they were doing all of them. They were road tripping all of them. I was like, that is so
awesome. That was my coworker. Not who you spoke to, but no, she went to, well, she's not doing the Montreal game Thursday, but
yeah, they went,
yeah,
she was going to all of them. I was like, that is so awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I think it was during the Edmonton game because she was like, you know what, you only live once. And
yep.
So she went out there, she did Vancouver, hit Edmonton, had a maid, like, she's like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go, you know.
That's right. I was
by
like,
the
man,
glass.
We should have done that. That's right.
Yeah, and she got on the, when we were watching the game, even though it was late, she was actually one of the away fans that they put on screen. So I was like, oh,
wow,
my God,
that's
Amy.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was really, really cool. So, yeah, I'm all about road trip and what I just, you know, it's my job and whatnot to not have that kind of fun.
It's been a long time since I had been to an away game. So I was like, man, I don't, especially in Canada, I didn't know. But so I was pleasantly surprised at how many fans there were. So
that's perfect. Gil, how are we doing on time?
Not too bad. Rochelle,
are you good to hang out with us? You got to get going.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have another caller online who's been patiently waiting. Anna, you've dealt with this gentleman more than I have. I might have seen a handful of his tweets, but you've had more conversation with him than I had. I haven't really met him much. Let's go ahead and bring him on the line now. And apparently he goes by Fletch.
Yes.
Okay. Hang on. Fletch, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
That's awesome.
Welcome to the Power Play Point Podcast.
Thank you. Glad to meet everybody.
Yeah. Super excited that you were able to get on and get away from the job on time and whatnot.
Work. Well, it was more or less traffic here in Carolina. It's a beast. It's like going across that Woodrow Wilson Bridge in Virginia and Maryland. Not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you know all
you.
About that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, that's great. Well, we were just, I don't know if you were on hold and could hear the show. I don't have any idea how this Uber conferencing works, but Rochelle was just telling us about Vancouver. And so, Gail, in case you were wondering who Fletch is, and because I talked about this last week or the week before about obviously being sick, still am. And
yeah, I can hear you're stuffed up still.
I know. This is like the 12th day. Like, I'm so over
it.
She's not drinking the brandy is what the problem is.
And that's the funny thing is I was asked at school, like, hey, you know, you should really try this. And I said, well, here's the funny thing is one person there was a couple people, but their remedies were a little bit weird. Who was like, hey, you should try this brandy and honey and lemon. And I promise it's like this and that. And then Fletch was like, hey, if I still lived in Maryland, I'd drive it out to you. And I thought, I have never had such a cool tweet ever from somebody that doesn't even know me. And I told Gil and we talked about it and he agreed. And then, you know, I told you we were to give you a shout out and we kind of came this first full circle. But apparently I still need to go get brandy because I cannot
admit
this.
It's funny you mentioned brandy. My drink of choice for this go-around is a cannonball-shaped bottle of Captain Morgan Apple Smash. nipping at that. If anybody was curious, I've been nipping at that this whole episode, and it got an interesting flavor to it, just in case anybody was curious.
As long as you drink up with the leg up, it definitely goes down better. So.
There you go. Right. Yeah, at some point you'll be like, oh, this is amazing. Woo! Fletch, we wanted to bring you on, and I think I told you earlier today that we were hoping to talk about if you had to choose, if you were in Coach Reardon's shoes, for the Montreal game, who your ultimate lines would be, and would you change it between Montreal and Dallas a couple of days later? Or so basically just who are you looking at now? Who do you like and whatnot?
Right now in goaltending, I'm not the greatest Holby fan, unfortunately. I mean, he is a beast. He did everything last year. The defense was definitely gelled at the end of the season for him to do what he had to do. 3 or 4 goals against, no big deal. We overcame that. But I want to see more out of Copley. I think Copley should start again. I know it's Montreal. I know it's a big stage. But I think if he starts again with them, because they're not explosive at all as Dallas is. I mean, Dallas is explosive. They can roll 2 good lines and just blow your socks off if you don't have good enough defense. And our defense is still, once again, patchworked again. First line, definitely, of course, is going to be the OV, Cousy, and Vrana, which was just killer.
Vrana needs to stay on the top line, I think.
From day one.
Killing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
from day one,
it.
They should have put him up there. But, again, a rookie has got to earn his stripes, and he's still a rookie in my mind. But he's done it. He reminds me a little bit of Bondra. If you remember Bondra, I mean, he's got more speed than he can handle. But the shot, after a couple of years when Bondra used to just light it up and that stick you know, was in the rafters of Landover. I mean, you knew something was coming hard at you. Second line, I mean, what do we have? We have Backstrom and Oshie and whoever you want. I mean, basically, it doesn't matter who goes on that line. I like Stevenson right now because he kind of overcomes what Backstrom has to do. Backstrom doesn't have to come back that much, but you know he's going to do it. Keeping him fresh would be a lot better. Oshie, you know, he is a hit away from either hurting himself or hurting somebody else, but he is so clutch. So why not have Stevenson do the dirty work and keep that line going? Third line, Eller, of course. I'd like to see a lot more out of him with that contract he has. He's a lifer right now, unless something goes bad. And Burrow. I think Burrow, Burkowski should definitely stay up in that second. If not into the second line, chasing Stevenson out of there, maybe into the third line with Eller and have to work his butt off even more. I like Devon Smith-Pelly in that line, but he's more or less the grinder right now. He's still working off that that contract weight, I think, and he's definitely coming around. Janskin, I really like. I like Dowd. I like the way they work. They both could complement any line you put those guys on. Even Stevenson, they could go through all four of those lines. But the Eller, Burkowski, and I'm not saying Conley. I'd like to see more out of Conley, but you know he shoots in spurts, and when he does shoot, it's like you want so much more out of them. But I mean, he yeah. comes around when it's like, you know, Devon Smith-Pelly. They both like score those amazing goals, and you're like, where was he at all season long? But they did what they had to do in the playoffs. So if we're in the playoffs, you can count on them to do that. Nick Dowd,
like him.
One goal, right? I like him too. I think it's he's related to his father back in the day in the Buffalo days, if I remember correctly. But we have Wilson coming in the mix eventually. Who knows what's going to happen there? And that all those lines are going to be juggled around. I want to see Walker in the lineup. I think Walker, between him, Dowd, and Jansen, I know they're doing the three rotation. If you don't get any more out of Devon Smith-Pelly, even though he makes a lot of money, I like to see those three guys and that speed just go hammering down on people. So for Dallas, Dallas, I definitely want to see speed. I wouldn't mind seeing Walker in there, Jansen out, Nick Dowd, and maybe Stevenson on the fourth line, and then put somebody back, like maybe Burrow back onto the second line. You have a Backstrom, Oshie, Burrow line, and then you'll keep the Devon Smith-Pelly. You have the Conley there and the Eller, which has always been a good line. At that fourth line, we just need speed and hard forechecking, which the Caps used to be like back in the older days with, you had Dale Hunter as our captain. I mean, he's only 4 foot tall out there, but he played against everybody from Lemieux to Gretzky. And there's no reason that these guys can't even, I mean, they should be able to do 10 times of what they're doing right now. So that's kind of where my allegiance is. I'm a huge Dale Hunter fan, always have been, always will be. But I'll touch on the thing with OV. OV has probably got to be one of the best captains we've had other than Dale personally I've ever seen involving fans and bringing people out of their seats. I mean, it's who does it? Connor McDavid, Crosby, of course. I hate saying a Penguin. But when those three guys come down, even Tyler Seguin, he's actually kind of a magician out there too. And I'm missing a couple others, but man, when these guys come down, you just get up out of your seat no matter if you're at home. And I'm in Carolina, so I'm getting booed as soon as I walk down. You know, me and my daughter are getting booed instantly. But, yeah, I like to see more out of that top – the bottom two lines. I'm not worried about the top two, really, because the top boys are OV, Kuzi, Backstrom, Oshie. And right now it's Varana. And it should be Eller instead of Varana, but – you know, Eller's a great utility guy. He can do a little bit of everything except handle the puck past the blue line, and then he gets usually get a takeaway once in a while with them. But other than that, I mean, it's the Caps are rolling right now, and I like to see more out of our goaltending, you know, see if he's really going to be able to carry maybe 25 games and help Holby out, because Holby cannot play, you know, so many games that he'll be burned out by the time we get to playoffs.
Well, right before you came on, and actually before Rochelle came on, Gail and I were talking about the Calgary game, and I said I had just something that I had wanted to mention about Johnny Hockey. And so we got – you okay? Oh, I was like,
yeah.
Am I making everybody sick?
No.
So watching the end of the Calgary game, yes, I know that Gail hates the shootout. I'm, whatever with it. I liked it, but I have to say that aside from seeing Copley get that his emotional reaction to his first NHL win and everybody coming out and everyone was so excited for him. The simple fact that he had save against Johnny Hockey, to me, speaks volumes on that kid's skills. It's there. Like, you know, you're growing
so
up and I think, you know, like, we all throw around, you know, more the vet names and the Crosbys and whatever, but, you know, Johnny Hockey, like, this kid is sick and he is one to watch. And I like watching his hockey, but I thought, oh my gosh, when Copley was able to save that, I thought, for me, I was like, that's it. Like, I'm pulling for Copley for a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's got it. But I needed to see something, and I thought, how do you get your first NHL win and you save against Johnny Hockey? You have to be riding that high, and you have to keep that going.
Monahan is also another dangerous guy out there. I mean, even last night when they played, Monahan just went down and I was like, wow, look at this guy. I mean, Brian Burke put the you know, everything he could to get the Monahan, you know, to that group. And I mean, with him and Johnny Hockey, I mean, it's a 1-2 punch when they're on. One thing out of Calgary that we thought was a big issue was the goaltending. But Mike Smith is 2 goals against, usually maybe 3, and then he usually shuts it down unless he's just having a bad night. And usually with a bad night, kind of like Holby, you'll know in the first period. I mean, you'll be like, oh, good Lord, there's 4 right now. Get him out. Don't let him go any farther. You know, he'll be doing the Patrick Waugh with, you know, trading me right now. So we don't want none of that.
Yeah, I agree. Just to jump in here, I've been going through Twitter here the last couple minutes trying to get the report on the lines. Real quick, per Isabel Pershuti, the Post beat writer, in today's practice it was Ovechkin, Kuzi, and Brana on the top line, as we mentioned. That should stick. I agree with you there. Burakovsky, centered by Backstrom, and Oshie on the right wing on the second line. Stevenson, centered by Eller, and Connolly on the right wing on the third line. And Yashkin on the right, centered by Nick Dowd, and Smith-Pelly on the left on the fourth line. Defense pairings, there's a bit of a breaking news here. Orpik apparently has a quote-unquote lower body injury. So for right now, it's going to be...
Darn.
It's going to be Orlov and Niskanen on the top pairing, Kempe and Carlson on the second pairing, and Bowie and Juice on the third pairing now.
The Juice! That's a good
Juice.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Orpik needs about 10 games off, you know, to get his battery.
He really does.
Remember,
I mean,
he totally does.
He kills me.
He just
kills me. Him and Orlov, I don't understand, like, the turnovers with Orlov. I cannot.
Yeah, you can, because it's been happening in his entire career.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. It just kills me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is he the top defensive pairing that we have? I don't know.
Well, 6-point-something million, that's why.
Oh, it kills
There's
me.
No other reason.
Well, I got to disagree a little bit. He's steady for the most part. Now, I will say, yes, he is prone to the huge mistake still. He'll give it away, like I mentioned K Street before. They don't give it away there, he'll toss it out like they're having a white sale or something sometimes. And yes, makes you want to pull your hair out. But other than those times, he's fairly steady and he's coming to his own. And there was a time where the same could be said about one John Carlson, and look what he's developed into. So I kind of hate to say this, but he kind of sort of blackmailed the team into getting more money out of them.
I don't get it.
Oh,
now we're stuck with him.
Maybe I'll go to the KHL and play for them. Yeah, I think he a little bit of a unsavory horse trading there he did, but
yeah.
I think eventually he will fall into his own and be worthy of those top line minutes full time. But right now, with the way things are going, think about it. It's still the beginning of the season. They're still trying to find their way under Coach Reardon, and I think that's why you're going to see a continued set of shuffling
on both the forwards and the defensive pairings. So they're, I mean, all things considered, it's not really bad. You see the tweets that say, well, they were this record last year and they're this record this year and this
year. Yeah, but I mean, look at how last year started off. Like, who would have thought that last year would have been the year? Because I definitely didn't.
Well, none of us did.
Yeah.
Since,
this is true.
I mean, right. I mean, we lost, like, Mojo. We lost, like, all the top, like, a lot of our top guys. And then, like, bam.
Jesus.
So, I definitely, it was
a
surprise.
This is true. This is true. But what you ended up with was a lot of hungry guys that, like Smith-Pelly, that wanted to prove themselves. And that's what you got. And that's why they did so well in the playoffs. You know, they wanted to prove that they would remove that choker label, and they finally did. So I think that's what you got. And they made a wise move to keep everybody as intact as possible. Sorry to see Biggs go. I really wish he could have stayed because I think he
still
kind of personified the heart and soul of the team. But, you know, what are you going to do?
You're going to pay them and not pay these other guys and bring up a bunch of guys from Hershey. But that would have been the only deal. You would not have had you would have had two lines, maybe part of three, and we would have been maybe in a worse situation because Hershey boys are not doing that well. I saw them pretty realistically, whether it be you know, from goaltending with Samsonov down there. But, I mean, he'll definitely be the future of the Caps unless he's bearing injury or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, these guys have got to earn their – keep, no matter if it's up in the NHL or, you know, here in the AHL. And I mean, that's how the Caps have always been. Coach Reardon has definitely done more, I think, than Trotz has by, you know, entrusting Burrow into a second line. I mean, come on, everybody's about to kill the guy and trade him. I mean, he wanted to be traded by the second game because he didn't have any goals. Now he has like maybe what, two goals, and you know, he's struggling mightily. One, and he's still struggling, but the man's showing him some confidence. Let's hopefully he opens up come Montreal.
Yeah,
tonight.
Did you see that article the other day about how they interviewed him about that, and he was talking about how he had gotten so in his head, and he would beat himself up for like, you know, 4 to 5 games afterwards, and it would affect his play. So he said he really has had to take a step back, and if he makes a bad play, like, he leaves it at that play and then starts the next shift fresh.
Well, that's kind of like
how he said he had just gotten so in his head.
Yeah. Well, Holby was the same way. That's why when Mitch Korn was let go, then they begged him back in that playoff run. That brought Holby's confidence totally back because that man could get to Holby. Somebody needs to get to Burakovsky and get him out of that mind funk, whether it's his father, significant other, or OV pulls him to the side and goes, look, man, you better do it now or you're going to be out of here. So you decide what you want to do. I mean, because he's a hell of an asset with not a Nylander out there just waving the flag to Toronto with all that money sitting there. That would be a one heck of a trade because Nylander's father played for the Caps. So always think about that in the hockey world. Sometimes roots are a lot deeper, so he's really got to show something more. You know, we could see something happening with what's his name from Toronto getting hurt. What's the kid? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Austin
getting hurt, and he's out for, you know, an extended amount of time. And if he comes back,
I didn't hear that
back again.
He's out. Like,
he's,
oh no.
Yep.
Well,
so
I mean,
here's the bait.
Awesome.
Good for us.
He's a beast. That's what I'm saying. I said that's good for us, but dang, he is a beast.
I'd rather see him healthy and see the growth of NHL instead of seeing people hurt us. But hey, if it's easy win for the Caps, hey man, they hurt, dude.
Well, yeah, good round of discussion there, guys. Lots of knowledge about what's going on with the team. I like this. I like this very much. Lots of good group of Caps fans here getting all interactive. God, I sound like an 80-year-old man who doesn't know how to deal with technology. How freaking pathetic is that? Anyway, we were supposed to have another gentleman caller come in and give us something of a farm report here on Hershey, but
I'm not quite sure what's happening with him, and we're starting to run high on time. Can we give him another minute?
Yeah, I was
going
to say
here?
I'm going to have to go because I gotta run to dinner. But
okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
see you later,
Rochelle. It was great having you on. Happy birthday!
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Give us a report.
I'll keep you posted on Saturday too. I'm hoping for a win. I hope it's going to be a great game and a good battle. So.
All right. So yeah, I hope
it doesn't go like one way or the
other.
Like, you know,
oh,
I hope it's like a
it
close
won't.
Game. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it'll be a good game. Okay. So thanks again, Rochelle, for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like I said, we'll definitely have you on, if not in another conference call, then maybe even in a guest spot. All your own later on in the season. So, great for doing this, and love hearing from you, and hope to do this again sometime.
Absolutely. All right, thanks, guys.
Have
okay,
a great
bye.
Day, birthday girl.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was Rochelle Wilcox again, and she gave us her take on the game that she was actually out at in Vancouver. Like she was saying, it's a joy to watch. Ovechkin got the game winner out there. We're getting close to the end of our window here. So I don't know what's going on with Don, who's supposed to call in, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have much more time, even if we can get him on here in the next minute or so. So I think we're just going to have to wrap it up here and see if we can get him on maybe next week with the Hershey Farm Report. Final thoughts from both Anna and Fletch. What do you think of this past week overall?
Anna, go ahead, ladies first. Oh, me? Okay. I'll go.
Go for it.
I really like the Western swing. I did tweet out that this will definitely tell us how the team's going to be down the road, whether it'll be good or bad. I think this is kind of a little bit of both. We tamed the speed in Vancouver, but Vancouver's really not that good. Let's not kid ourselves. Their goaltending is subpar. The forwards are still, you know, trying to get into their own. Calgary. We got lucky. I mean, it would have been nice for us to go in there and get two right off the get-go and, you know, not, you know, get the full points. But, again, it definitely showed what Copley has. I mean, Copley has it. He's got it. I mean, he's got the goods to make the saves. He's got the defense in front of him when it's on. And it's definitely we have the forwards that can score. So scoring is not an issue with the Caps like it was back in the day. We were always worried about if we were going to score two goals at the Caps center. Or, you know, the MCI Center back in the day, and now, you know, we have the new the same arena, but renamed. Montreal, I'm thinking Montreal, we're going to have a tough game with Montreal, only for the fact that Carey Price had a shutout. When Carey Price has a shutout, expect two more shutouts coming down the road. He'll be in net with that. Yeah. He'll have something to prove in front of all those Canadians why he should be overpriced instead of being Price's backup when it comes to the Olympics or anything NHL star-studded. He definitely has to start proving himself that, you know, he is the goaltender in the NHL, which he can be, because there's nobody else out there that has, you know, what he does, you know, and everybody's after his title with everything. But, you know, Carey Price doesn't have a Stanley Cup, so we can always boast that in front of your face, you know. But I would like to have one more friend for the Caps, so he could take two rings like Patrick Wall did back in the day and stuck both rings in the ear and says, "I can't hear anything you're saying." So, and that was toward JR back in the day. So, yeah, I think the Caps are going to have a tough one in Montreal. My prediction, it'll be a 3-2 Caps win, or it'll be a 2-1 Caps loss. So we'll see. Dallas, I can't stand Dallas. I'm a Washingtonian, born and raised in Washington, D.C. Anything Dallas-wise, two thumbs down. Whether it's the Cowboys, bleh. Or the Stars. So I don't give any predictions to anything Dallas-wise because my hateful hate is ways because of the Redskins. And that was my first team, and I could not stand the Cowboys no matter what. So it'll be a barn burner, I expect. No prediction on that, though. Barn burner. That's all I got.
All right. That sounds good. Okay, Anna, any final thoughts?
No. Honestly, like, I think Montreal's going to be tough. I see a Caps win. I think it's going to be 5-4 over Dallas. I'm going to say 5-4
nice.
Over the Stars.
So you think it's going to be a shoot-em-up, nice old-fashioned shoot-em-up type of game in Big D. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I think going up against the Stars, it's physical. Oh, my God. Tyler Seguin, yes. Montreal has been, you know, when the Capitals are in the zone and we got Ron on the top line and we're able to just kind of get that chemistry going, it, to me, they're then unstoppable. They just have to believe it. So I do think we'll win in Montreal. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I do think it'll be a high-scoring game with us winning 5-4 on Saturday.
All right.
Remember,
tonight,
guys, we have Dallas and Montreal, so that's a preview of two teams we're going to have to watch tonight, which will be definitely a good game on both ends. We'll see the low scoring or the high score with Jamie Benn. I mean, we did say Jamie Benn, and he is definitely a bona fide, you know, he fights, he does everything. So, I mean, I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, Sagan, yeah, I mean, but he's on the second line, though. So, I mean, who knows? It's just a mix up of everything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All good. All right, Fletch. Okay, so we're
Thank
coming
you.
In here. We're going to have to let you go here. And so we're going to wrap it up. But thank you very much for joining us here tonight. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, let me know. And I'm in. Have a good day, everybody.
Will do.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Fletch.
Bye.
Okay, so Anna, we got Don on. How are you on time? Do we have time?
Actually, you know what? I'm starting to sound worse.
You sound like you're fading badly.
I do, and I don't know what it is. I've had this like. I'm hoping I muted it. I'm hoping my sneeze attacks didn't make it on. I apologize, but I'm gonna cut out if you want to talk with Don or if you want to. Have him on next week. I'm okay with it. But yeah, whatever has just sort of stirred up in the last half hour has just made me feel like, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll do a bit of a blurb where we explain your disappearance,
right.
And we'll get Don on real quick here. I'm not quite sure what happened with him. Didn't he tell you he was going to call in at like 6:20 or something?
I thought so, yeah. And
he's
like, just
now
I'm
here.
Tell
Can you hear
that.
Me?
Yeah. Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you guys talk. I'm
Anna,
gonna go take my
Anna,
medicine.
Go ahead. And drop off, and we'll finish up here.
Okay.
I hope you feel better, Anna.
Have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Don, real quick, what happened? Anna was telling me you were going to call in around 6:20, which would have been perfect because we were going to kind of wrapping things up there. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I said, you know, 6:15, 6:30, and then you sent me a reminder for 6:30.
Oh, okay. Well, she told
so
me 6:20.
I thought that's okay.
She told me
well,
6:20,
guess,
so
we just got a little can.
Okay. Well, we're running a bit long, so we're going to have to rush the whatever you got, unfortunately.
Okay. I can be pretty quick here.
We got all of maybe 4 minutes. Give us what you got.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say you know the Bears started out 0-5. Everybody was pretty aware of that, but in their last six games, they've been 4-1-1. So everybody's pretty happy with, you know, a lot of turn. You know, it seems like they've kind of definitely looks like they've made a turn for the better. Friday night, they played in Wilkes-Barre, which was their one loss in this stretch. They weren't quite in sync. They gave up a shorthanded goal in the first period and things just didn't go. The one goal that they got was from O'Brien. He's been on fire. He's scored 6 goals so far this year, and I think it took him into well into December to get 6 goals last year, so he's really playing well.
That sounds great.
Yeah, they had some chances. They rung some posts. There was one time that Jari left the net for the Penguins, and he almost gave it up to. And that was on it was when the Penguins were on a power play, and he was a little lazy or missed cue, and he almost gave it up. But anyway, that was a 4-1 loss for the Bears, and it wasn't their best. Although Friday night, the Penguins came, it was the other side of the home and home come to Giant Center. And I was not able to be Saturday night's game, but everybody that I talked to said it was a fantastic game. Some said it was the most exciting game they've seen in years. Was a 4-3 shootout win for the Bears. So that was in, Samsonov was in net that night. So he got his first AHL win. And,
very cool.
And then, of course, you guys know the Capitals won 4-3 in a shootout for Copley's first win. So, mm-hmm. Maybe there should be some Twilight Zone music there or something. But it started out an interesting game. 6 seconds in, Liam O'Brien and Garrett Wilson were dropping their gloves, and it made for a pretty interesting start. It ended up to be the 4-3 that the Bears had to come from behind all the way through. But they scored early in the second period. On a weird one where the puck was just being shot around the net, and it made a funny bounce, and it just went straight out to Scarbosa right in front with a wide open net because Jari had gone around to try to stop it. And then Barber got a shorthanded goal to tie it at 2. And Beck Malenstein got his first goal in the AHL to tie it up in the third. There was no scoring in overtime. It was very exciting. And Samsonov ended up blanking both the Penguins in the shootout, and Barber and Barber and Gershich both scored in the shootout. So that was great.
Oh, great! I was high on Riley Barber in the preseason in training camp. I was hoping he would make the team, but glad to see him making good up in Hershey. So hopefully that'll translate into another chance down the road. So were there any other games?
Sunday's game was the one I attended. Our first game against the Phantoms, and Lehigh Valley, rival.
That's the Flyers affiliate.
The Bears won 3-1. Scarbosa scored on a really nice tip early in the first period. Ness had shot from the point, and he got just a perfect tip past Alex Lyon. Alex Lyon played excellent, and Vanacek started for the Bears and played excellent as well. He's been playing, aside from that Friday night, Vanacek has played excellent.
That game I was up there to see the Cup, those were the two guys that impressed me the most, Vanacek and Scarbosa. Scarbosa, of course, got the lone goal in that game, and Vanacek stopped everything he could. I think those are the two guys that really, well, the only ones, at least in that game, were putting out any sort of an effort at all. But I'm glad to see it. Sounds like these past few games, they're kicking the effort meter up a notch. At least getting some results. So, that's encouraging to hear and see.
O'Brien got another one, and Riley Barber scored the third goal on a he got a penalty shot. He was hooked on a breakaway, and they awarded him a penalty shot. So kind of exciting to see that.
Oh, wow, they call penalty shots in the AHL. How novel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not very often.
Not at all in the NHL anymore, apparently, when your hands get booked
like
3
it.
Times.
Anyway, well, I don't want to hold you any longer. I've got to get
I'll take the hit for this. My thing said 6:30. I meant 6:20, and Anna told me 6:20, and she had to drop off the line because she was sick. So we'll do this better next time. But
Well, we'll definitely get together again. But I do appreciate your information here. And now we're not going to do call-ins every week, but I do want to hear from you again. So we'll definitely get together again. We'll do this better next time, I think.
Okay. I'm going to both home games this weekend. So
excellent.
I'll certainly have some kind of report for you.
All right. Wonderful.
If I text it to you or whatever again. Maybe
absolutely.
I can just send it to you guys.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We'll be sure to get it on air.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right, Don. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Jeffrey, can you do me a favor?
I'm going to text you some information. I need you to call into the conference because it's the whole music is playing. It's not really recording me. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Here she is.
I'm here.
Anna, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up?
Okay. All right. So I just needed to have you back on. I didn't realize that when Don was done, he had to drop off. I didn't realize it would start playing the whole music with just me on. So I didn't do the show ending.
Gotcha.
So obviously it's I'm going to cut all of this out. But
okay.
I just need to have you on just to do the show's ending.
No problem. Go ahead.
And you don't even have to react. You can just stay silent if you want. But okay. All right. So we're just going to separate and go. Okay, so that'll do it for this call-in edition, this candy give-out edition of the Power Play Point podcast, show number 82 for October 30th, 2018. I want to thank all of our call-in guests, Rochelle Wilcox and Mr. Fletch. I didn't even get his proper name, but everybody in with lots of good tidbits and information there. I want to thank all of them again. So for all of them, and, of course, for the beautiful, wonderful Anna Knox, who unfortunately had to drop off due to still being under the weather. Hopefully she'll feel much better next week. This is the Blue Liner on Point signing off and reminding you that, well, it was adorable seeing Anna's daughter Avery dressed up as a ghost for Halloween. But you know what she told me she had for dinner? Spaghetti. Hallelujah, no. And let's go Caps.
Go Caps.